Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell, on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning. You are listening to Tradio. It's 3 minutes after nine. We invite you to give us a call here at the station, 907-531-8049. Hey, Joe's walking in. Come on in, Joe.
Hi.
Have I been displaced?
No, we just weren't sure if you were going to make it.
We're going to trade places?
We're going to trade places.
Great. Hi, Joe.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It is. It's pretty rough out there.
Well, yeah. How you doing this morning? Sorry.
No. All good.
Oh, we're here.
You are. All right. Great. And you have your handy dandy pad in front of you.
Yep.
And we do have a caller on the line. So we'll go ahead and jump on to the caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi. Good morning. I have two things for sale this morning. I have a couple bags of Starbucks espresso caffeinated coffee beans, and they're 40-ounce bags, and I'd like 25 each for them. And then I also have some native birch bark baskets that I bought about 20 years ago, and they're in excellent condition. They're made totally of birch bark, and they're a set of five. They go from 3 inches to 13 inches across. And the 13-inch one's about 6 inches deep. And I'd like 150 for the set.
So is it one set, John?
Yeah.
One set of five.
It's right. Yeah, they go from 3 inches, the lowest one, to about 12 to 13 inches for the biggest one. And the biggest one's about 6 inches deep.
So is the 3-inch one 6 inches deep? Is the 3-inch one 6 inches deep too, John?
I'm going to confuse people.
3 inches is about 2 inches deep.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. I know what you're like.
You do. Oh, man, that's bad if you know what I'm like.
I know. It's similar to the weather out here.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. There's many ways to describe the weather out there today, John. The espresso, how big those were bags, 25 each? They're
40 ounces.
They're $25 each, yeah. 40 ounces.
40 ounces, okay. 40 ounces of beans.
And, John, how will they get a hold of you?
907-772-3677.
Got it.
Perfect. Thank you much, John.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a great one.
You
and
too,
good
John.
Luck with Joe.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody's got their challenges.
All right. Caller on line two. Good morning. You are on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Hannah down at Wave. And I was calling for the nurturing parenting class we are going to start next week. I just wanted to remind people that there's still time to sign up. It is every Wednesday from January 14th to April 1st. From 5 to 7:30 p.m., and we will be providing child care and a meal, and there will be a weekly gift card of $25. And anybody who's interested can call me at 907-772-9283. I'm extension 103, or they can email me at Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, at petersburgwave.org.
And what is the class, Hannah?
Nurturing Parenting.
Nurturing Parenting. Hmm. Do we have a PSA on that, too, somewhere on here? I would bet, maybe. No?
I will have to take a look through
the stack. Just guessing.
We might. We might have it. But if not, we'll get it out there.
Yeah, no. So it's the 5 to 7:30 starting the 14th to the 8th, April 1st.
Yes.
Nurturing. Okay. Thanks, Hannah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. And caller on line three. Good morning. You are on Tradio.
Good morning, folks. This is Sunny, and I'm calling about the Science Series talk tomorrow night, which thank you for letting people know about it. It's just to repeat, it's at 6:30 at the public library. So the speaker is not going to be in town. He's going to join us by Zoom. But folks are welcome to come down to the library at 6:30, and we'll broadcast it up on the wall. And that's really the best way for interacting with the speaker as far as questions. But if somebody can't make it into town, and given this weather, I understand that, then you can join by Zoom. And you can email me at sunny.rice@alaska.edu, and I'll give you the Zoom link. So a little bit, and then you can watch by Zoom. Might not be as good at getting at your questions and that kind of stuff at that, because I'm not that adept at running both a room and a Zoom thing. But you should be able to watch it, at least listen to it. But the guy is really cool. The guy is named Hig Higman. He's a geologist. And when he contacted me originally about Horn Cliffs and thinking about, you know, he was up in Tracy Arm, and they were looking at what they call a deep-seated landslide up there that probably folks remember generated this big tsunami. So he's going to share everything that they learned about that. And then he's looking at sort of other places in Southeast Alaska, and contacted me about Horn Cliffs, which he'll touch on a little bit, I think. But he also was talking about LeConte Glacier. So as glaciers recede, are they, you know, in places where they're stabilizing those hillsides, are we now vulnerable to those hillsides coming down? So that's kind of generally what he's going to talk about. I think it should be really interesting. Nothing else to see all the interesting pictures of what happened up in Tracy Arm this summer.
Mm-hmm. Very, very.
Give me a call. Go ahead.
No, yep. You're good.
Okay, yep. Folks, give me a call if you have questions. And you can email me if you need that link.
That's
for the Zoom talk tonight.
772-3381.
Yep. Yeah, and then the sunny.rice@alaska.edu is the where I can send you the Zoom link if you want to come in that way.
Okay, yeah, we do have a PSA on that, and I'm sure it goes out with our daily little PSA thingy.
Yep.
But yeah,
yep.
Thanks.
Go
ahead, Sam.
Thought I'd get a little more detail on the setup and the cool stuff he's going to be talking about. So, especially thanks, both of you.
Especially the Zoom link that people can get on, because if I know, especially in the evening, sometimes the weather gets like this, people don't want to go out in the dark and the slip and slide, and they just soon try to stay home and pay attention to what's going on. So.
Yep, I would not blame them.
Yeah,
but we appreciate that both options are available, so that's great.
Yeah, okay. Have a good day, you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, you
Thanks,
too.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. And if you would like to give us a call to put something on the air on Tradio, the number here is 907-531-8049. We invite you to give us a call, buy, sell, trade, or let us know about events that are coming up. And as Joe noted, we do have PSAs on both the talk tomorrow and the parenting class as well, which starts on the 14th for WAVE.
Both good little winter activities you can take place with, and get informed.
You want to go ahead and do a quick run through there? I know we just have a few things there.
Well, we're rolling through it, but John called. He's got some coffee if you want to wake up this morning. He's got two bags of Starbucks espresso coffee. They're 40-ounce bags, and he wants $25 each. And he's got a set of birch bark baskets. They're handmade baskets of birch bark, I would imagine, right?
I would hope.
He's got a set of five of them. They range from 3 inches deep to 3 inches wide to 13 inches wide. And the deepest one is 6 inches, and they will progressively, I imagine, they fit in the bowl, so the smaller ones will be less deep, I guess. So, and he wants...
we didn't collect that part.
Oh, John. Guess what? I thought it was 150.
I do not recall.
John.
Call John and ask him how much he's looking for the baskets.
907-772-3677 for the baskets. I'm sorry, John. And you caught me. I just was trying to give you a little heads up this morning, and you fired back, and I didn't get the amount written down. I was too concerned with the depth of those baskets.
Right.
But
are they cubes?
Yeah. No. I'm thinking it was in the 150. That's my guess.
Okay.
And I'm sticking to it.
All right. But, that is Joe's
guess.
Don't quote that.
Quote me on that.
Call John. Can call us back and clarify that for us either way. And we're happy to do that. So we also have another call on the line. So we'll go ahead and over to line one. You are on radio. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Dave Berg.
This is June.
Morning, Stuart. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Dave.
Morning, Dave.
They got a couple of things. The KFSK Wearable Arts show has registrations available for it on the KFSK website. The Wearable Arts show is going to go on February 6th and 7th. Tables are available, seating six people for $400 donation, or a single entry for $50. There'll be lots of nice wearable arts costumes. We'll have an auction, all to benefit KFSK. So tickets are available for that.
Yep.
Wanted to also mention, did you have anything to add to that?
I was just going to add that we have the reminder to wearable art show creators to meet at Anchor Properties next Monday, the 12th at 5:15, to enter your piece and narration for the show. So as people get prepped for that.
some great costumes have been done in the past for that, and it'll be exciting to see what's new and exciting for this year.
Who do you get a hold of to reserve a table, Dave?
You go to the KFSK website.
Oh, yeah, website, okay.
And search for Wearable Arts, Stuart has got a listing there available for us. So it's all set up. You can register there, and you can pay online, you'll get a response that you've registered. So, The Petersburg Rotary Club has started early this year. You've maybe seen some posters around town for their duck race. It's happening on the 4th of July. Tickets are available for $10 a piece. There's a link to purchase tickets on the homepage at PetersburgRotary.org. And so that benefits a lot of youth exchange programs and other Rotary-sponsored stuff that we do around town to benefit the community. So let people's help with that. On a personal note, I've got an anchor for sale. It's a CQR anchor. It's a plow type anchor, 45 pounds. I want $300 for that. And you can see pictures of it on Facebook and Buy, Sell, and Trade, or contact me at 518-1199.
$1199. If you want to get anchored.
Yeah, he wants his anchors away.
The anchors away after Dave's house. So
the price on that is $300.
Yep,
Joe.
I got that, and it's 45 pounds. I got that too,
and that's a plow type anchor.
Plow type. So, So this is the duck race tickets. It is what, January what?
Today's January seventh. Yeah.
So do we get this? We get this duck race announcement twice a week now till 4th of July.
No, definitely not. I'm going to be out of town in February, so I thought I'd
at least a month off.
Get it out there.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right.
It's your opportunity, Joe.
Oh yeah.
To be part of the duck race.
Well, I'm sure I'll have about five more months of opportunities too.
That's
sounds
right. We'll
good.
Be reminding you.
But if they want to get them now, the PetersburgRotary.org.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah, they make good they made good Christmas stocking stuffers, but they'll also make good birthday gifts too.
Yep,
sure.
Okay.
Anniversary gifts, every gift, just a gift.
Yeah, general gift.
So, you want to know when my birthday is, Dave? So you want to give me? It's before the 4th of July. If you want to give me some duck tickets.
Well, go ahead and remind us, Joe. That way people can keep an eye out for it.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, we appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, I also want to remind you, too, that there is an EMT class going on at the fire hall.
Oh, yeah.
And the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department is putting on another EMT class. That information is available at on our website at joinpfd, excuse me, joinpvfd.org. And the class will run January 25th through about March 16th. It's available for community members that want to become part of the response team that we have for emergencies here in town. I want to shout out to our other branches that have helped. Both fire and search and rescue members have started helping with EMS calls because of our shortage of people. So we need to get people to help out. And it's a great way to give back to your community. You never know when someone you know might be in need of emergency help. And this isn't, we don't know, a lot of times, we just see somebody who's fallen and needs some help. So if you, think that you may not be, this may not be suitable for you, give it a second thought, because there's always people around to help in major emergencies. But a lot of times it's just someone who's fallen and needs help getting to the hospital or something. So there's not a lot of blood and gore involved, let me put it that way.
That's good.
Yeah. So more information, give us a call or look in the website. But more information is available at the fire hall, or you can call me. The number at the fire hall is
772-3355.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dave. Good update. I'm glad we got a class going. That's exactly. For sure.
It's all right. Well, Matt may be calling in with some more information too about it, but I wanted to mention it just in case you guys decide to go home early and have coffee.
We appreciate it. Hey. Thanks.
No coffee breaks here.
Or shovel snow.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's more likely.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you being there.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
All right, and we have another call on line two. Thank you for holding on. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, guys. Yeah, this is Matt calling in. Dave, you stole my thunder.
I know.
I'll tell you what. I will be a little bit more of a pitch. I would just encourage people to check out the website. But even quicker, just call in at you can call the fire hall, 772-3355, and you can talk to staff there. You can talk to any EMS volunteer. I'm on the EMS side of things, and we are always in need of people. We had a class last year, and so we have several folks who are now regularly volunteering, which is great. But one thing I'd point out, and I think Dave kind of touched on this, is that, on an island or a borough spread out as we are of 3,000 people or more, there are really only a handful of folks who are regularly able to respond to EMS calls as EMTs. And sometimes those folks are busy. Everybody's got their own lives. Remember, it is volunteer, so they're not always available. And sometimes folks are out of town. Some of us are fishermen. Some of us are just have to be at our office if we're working in an office in at different times of year, or underneath a truck or whatever, or in a boat engine compartment, and maybe can't respond. So it's critical to have a good sized group of people that are trained to respond as EMTs. And one thing to note is that we always have to have at least one professionally trained EMT, certified and trained, some of us are, to go out on the ambulance. So it's not like just a couple of people who volunteer at the department can just hop on and go. One of them has to be a professionally trained EMT. And when I say professionally trained, I mean certified with the state. So that class that's coming up will certify you with the state. And this is excellent training that you will get that, of course, yes, you're going to use it to be able to help folks all around town when calls come up, but also you can use it, in your own life. It's pretty nice to have some extra skills and able to help someone. And, once you get trained up, we don't want you to leave town. But if you happen to go other places in Alaska, this EMS certification provides you with a bonus to put on your resume as you're looking for jobs. But specifically, maybe there is a professional department where you're going to go, and you will have your Alaska certification that's good through the state. So there are a bunch of benefits, of course. You'd be joining up with a group of folks of different backgrounds and thoughts about things and everything else and different opinions on life and the world and everything else, but we all work together, come together when we're helping someone, and that's kind of the thing we all share in common, is that we all have a strong drive to help folks in the community, whether it is life or death, and those sorts of emergencies, fortunately, here are very few and far between. But as Dave mentioned, more often it's just simply helping someone on a really tough day for them, and they don't have anyone else to help them. Or even if they do, maybe they don't have enough people to help them. They need to get to the hospital, and we're there for them. Mm-hmm. I would add, in talking about this the other day with some of the other officers in the department, one person brought up a really great point, is that, you know, if you're one of those folks that maybe one day you might have pulled somebody out of the water who fell in just before EMS even got there, or you're somebody who helped hold somebody's head still, so maybe if they had fallen and cracked their head and you know, you're afraid maybe they need to be kind of held still so they don't hurt anything worse and while they're waiting for EMS, maybe you're someone who put a blanket over somebody who you realized needed some help on the street and they were cold and waiting for EMS, and we were coming, but you were there first. You're a first responder already. So what we're asking you to do, if you're one of those folks that, like, runs to help people, you know, and there are a lot of competent, caring people in this community, I know, that do that whenever they see somebody in trouble. If you've done that once, you've been a first responder, so you kind of know the feeling of doing that. Really want to urge you to think about joining up, at least maybe even just starting the class to get a sense if it's for you. I know I'm rambling on, so I'll stop here. But
it's all good.
Basically, what I'd say, you know, to reemphasize what Dave said, is it is, you know, it's critically important. If you're thinking, you know, oh, this isn't for me, I can't deal with these sort of stressful things or these emergencies, you will surprise yourself. I can tell you that. It's not all blood and gore, if that's what you're thinking. It's not at all. And, yes, of course, we do have those, you know, bad emergencies that a lot of us have to respond to some once in a while, but for the most part, it's more routine stuff, helping people that need help that otherwise don't have it. And if you're somebody that feels good about doing that for your neighbor or your friends or somebody you might encounter on the street, think about formalizing a little bit, getting a bit of training so you can help keep our EMS operation running and responsive when needed. So nice. Anyway, I'll leave that plea there. Give a call to them. Fire Hall at 3355, or Dave's going to give his number. He's an officer you can talk to. You can, yeah. And I also should mention, I'm going to swap my hat off and just mention that I'm going to put on my Legislative Information Office hat and just say that if folks need help with help trying to navigate government stuff, you can drop by here. Particularly right now, we're helping people, or I'm helping people do their permanent fund dividend stuff. So if you have questions about that process, especially if you're new to it, you can give me a call here at the Legislative Information Office at 772-3741. I'll leave it at that. Thanks.
So Matt, what are the, yeah, you know, I know you kind of, I don't know what you keep regular hours down at the LIO?
It's generally of these days, with the light as it is, I'm doing 9 to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in and out sometimes. Sure. I'm the only one here, so sometimes if I'm on errands or have to go over, sure, something or whatever, I might be out. But usually if the hours are up and I'm gone during that time, I'll have a sign on the door saying when I'm coming back.
Okay.
And I'll eventually switch to probably like 8 to 4 or something a little later in the season. Right now, 9 to 5. But I'd recommend that if you're coming in from maybe a little further out and it's a little more of a trip for you, maybe give a call ahead of time just to make sure there's not different hours or whatever. If they are different hours, I'll post it on the door. But yeah, if you're going to make a special trip into town, especially if you're like skipping up the Narrows or something, right, and maybe give a try ahead of time just to make sure that, you know, there's no reason we're closed for the time that you're here for some reason. So,
and the number again?
But yeah, always good to make an appointment if you need some help with something.
The number again, Matt?
Number again is 772-3741. And we are located 11B Joa Street. And if you're in town and need help, obviously just stop by, you know. Uh-huh. And like I said, the hours are on the door. And if I'm not in during regular hours, there'll be a clock on the door saying when I'm coming back, or a sign saying when I'm coming back.
So. Right. Good. Thanks,
great,
Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll talk to you later. Okay, and we have one more call on line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Well, good morning. This is Steve Giesbrecht, the borough manager.
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hey. So this is something for Joe to do. He has all this extra time.
Sure.
Right, right.
But, the borough's going to throw $500 in the pot to the EMS class. So basically, at random, based on the number of people that graduate, their name will go in the hat. Whoever gets pulled will get $500 to thank them for all of their extra time they put in to get certified to be an EMS person.
So, awesome. Thanks, Steve.
It's great.
Joe, if you can work that out with Aaron Hankins, I'd appreciate it.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
We'll throw some money at it and see if that helps.
Yeah. It's always just a little boost somebody might need.
It's not much, and I totally understand that, especially when it talks about the commitment for those folks doing this. But, you know, hell, I'm getting older, too. One of these days, the call's going to be for me, and I sure as hell want somebody to show up.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks. Anyway, thank you all very much for what you do.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Great. Well,
wow.
lots of stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's run down the new things.
Well, we went through the Hannah called about the WAVE class, and there's a PSA out there for it. It's a parenting skill class running from January 14th to April 1st, 5 to 7:30 in the evenings. And if you got any questions, you can call Hannah at 907-772-9283, extension 103, or contact her at hannah@petersburgwave.org. Sunday call at the library at 6:30. January 8th is a geologist speaking on tsunamis in Rockfall, Tracy Arm. He's going to cover some other topics, and it's going to be offered via Zoom if you want to tell that. So if you want to get on with via Zoom, you can call her at 907-772-3381 or sunny.rice@alaska.edu. Dave called. And the Wearable Art Show is coming up February 6th and 7th. And if you want a table, reserve a table, excuse me, it can be had at the KFSK website.
Yeah, or individual entries as well.
An individual, you have table of six, or you can get just single person two. So that's, and he also called about in advance the July 4th Chuck Race. If you want your tickets, PetersburgRotary.org.
Right.
And you can buy tickets there. And he gave out a pitch for the EMT class that's coming up. And you can, if you're interested, you can either call at 907-772-3355 and talk to Aaron or any officer with the police fire department, and they will kind of fill you in.
Mm-hmm.
And EMT class at, you can call at EMT class at joinpfd.org.
Joinpvfd.org.
Joinpfd.org, yes. I cleared my throat.
You're all good.
And oh, he's got an anchor for sale already. I can't forget that 45-pound anchor. It's a what shape is it?
Plow style.
Plow style anchor. See, we had to get that.
$300.
$300. 907-518-1199. And he gave a pitch. Then Matt called, and Matt, the motivational speaker. I mean, I was ready. I'm ready to go sign up again already.
Excellent. They've done their job right then.
Yeah. Well, since my certification has lapsed, I'd have to go through the whole class again.
Mm.
But then after listening to Matt, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I took a first responder class a while back. I need to re-up and learn things.
Yeah. But both those guys are pretty dedicated to the fire department and appreciate that. And it's a trust me, I've done it. It's a very rewarding experience going through that and being EMS or even fire, whatever you want to do. But we do need EMTs, and so he put a pitch. I appreciate both those guys given their time. And then he also did a little LIO pitch. It's open from 9 to 5 right now. And if you're interested in anything that he got going, he's got offers help with PFDs, anything going on in the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
You can call him at 907-772-3741. And the city manager called, Steve Giesbrecht. And they're throwing $500 in the pot. And it's going to be like after the EMT class, just a raffle for anybody that gets through it. Just a quick little bonus. And they will draw a name of the graduates, and they'll get a $500 bonus starting right off the bat, which is grateful to the city for doing that, or borough, sorry. And that's all I got. That was kind of busy,
that was
busy
a lot.
Few minutes.
I love it. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, I see no other calls on the line, and I think so. I think that's time to wrap it up.
All right.
Officially speaking. And thank you all to everyone who called in for.
Why did my mic? Everybody's mic went. No?
My mic turned off for some reason.
Huh.
That's really weird. But thank you all for tuning in for Tradio. And we're going to go ahead back into music here momentarily.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell. On the web at PetersburgProperties.com.